This is tape 5, side 1 in an oral history interview in the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont Project. The interview is taking place on August the 24th in Abel Cemetery with Jim Benson, caretaker of the cemetery, and the interviewer is Jim Meganson.
In Betty County, this is supposed to be probably Jim County, her husband is supposed to be out because we don't, just didn't put no marker there, but we kept it in mind that he would be buried by his wife, and evidently this is his grave there, but it's not marked.
Do you happen to remember about when he died?
No, he died. I don't. It's been quite a while. It's probably been 20-something years. Been 20-something years, I'm satisfied because, in other words, I've taken over the cemetery after he passed, and so I've been here 20-something years as supervisor of the cemetery. Now this is, next to his grave is John C. Reese, born Mater. 1882, died June 6, 1951. John Reese, that is my uncle, my mother's brother, John Reese. He was my mother was Reese, so that's John Reese, that's her brother.
With a Masonic emblem on the grave. With a Masonic emblem on the tomb.
Well, yes, he was a member of the Masonic Lodge quite a while. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge when I joined 1926. I joined 1926, and of course, he was still a member till he passed. So I don't know how long he was before that, but he was a long-time member. And this is his wife, beside of him, Janie Reese. She was a Fuster, Janie Fuster Reese. She died, born September 20, died on September 20, 1880, died September 18, 1985.
I'm not sure if I heard you right. She was born September 28, 1888.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents were?
Fuster. John Fuster was her parent. Mm-hmm. I don't know her mother's name, but her dad was named John F. Fuster, and they lived. I lived in the home with them quite a few years. It wasn't a matter of my parents had more children they could take care of, but they gave me to them because they didn't have no boy at that time large enough to drive the wagon. He worked at Clemson, and he drove the wagon back and forth. And I was old enough to drive the wagon, so they let me stay up there with him for a few years.
Did they live right around Clemson?
They lived right here at the church. They lived right there at the church.
What did he do for Clemson?
He worked at the mess hall. He was a baker at the mess hall, Clemson there. That was his daughter, who had come here a while ago. That was his daughter. In other words, she was a little bit of shy when I stayed there with him.
And a vacant grave?
Yeah.
Unmarked grave?
Vacant grave. There were two of them. two of them, but we don't know who they are. Oh, but James Suster. James Suster, that's Janie, John Reese's sister, brother, James Suster. He's a brother to Janie Reese. Suster. And also another one of her brothers over there, Gay Suster. They was Jan Fuchs was a corporal, 156th Department, Depot, Brigade, World War I. Died March 1st, born March 1st, 1895. Died April 2nd, 1953, I believe.
Yes. The last name is spelled on this stone, F-R-U-I-S-T-E-R. The I does not appear in his brother's. Is this one a mistake?
That's all. Evidently a mistake because he's a brother. Mm-hmm. The odd brother.
Mm-hmm. And his name is?
G-A-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G-G-Y-G
F-E-R. It's not F-R.
Fuster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what F-R is. Fuster. But they brothers. So they're different in the spelling of the name. They probably were recorded different time it was recorded or what. But he also was a member of the World War I. He was.
See, that's Company B, 371 Infantry, World War I, July 3, 1892, October 24, 1955. Underneath is a PH. What does that mean?
No. I don't know what that is.
And the Frustas were from up near Calhoun, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Rachel Walker. She was singleton before she married. She was a singleton. Rachel W. Walker.
Related to the Tom Singleton we were talking about before?
Singleton, same family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brother and sister?
Yeah, now she was John Singleton was was her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
John Singleton was her daddy. And Jim Singleton, you know, that's cousins or something.
Her dates are 1883 to 1956.
She married Brady Walker, Henry B. Walker. That's when she married. Rachel married Henry B. Walker. Oh, you know what Brady, I don't want. He should be Henry B. 1884, he born 1957. Keith Reed, H. Reed. Born June 8, 1887. Died August 14, 1967. Kate Reed was an assistant volunteer, Erskine Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant volunteer, Erskine Reed.
Mm-hmm. So who was Kate Reed's mother? or father, or both?
Kate Reed. Kate H. She was Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
Kate H. Haywood was the daughter of Harrison Haywood and Lucy H. Haywood.
And who did she marry?
She married Eddie Reed. That's man Butler Reed's son. In other words, Usher Reed's brother. It wasn't his half-brother. Oh, they by a different family. Usher was by Polly. And this and by his original wife.
Is Ed Reed buried out here?
No. He's probably in the old cemetery.
Mm-hmm. There must not be a marker. I don't think we saw his name.
No, we didn't see his name out there. It's just Sue Haywood. She was born 1899, died 1876.
No, that's 1979.
79, looking at it backwards. Now this is Sue Haywood, that's the clerk we have that wrote the record of our clerk, history of our clerk, sister, who's Haywood.
Was she still serving as clerk when she died in 1979?
Yeah. She was still clerk.
I've heard she taught school over in Central, is that right? Or somewhere
probably
hereabouts?
Might have been over at White Oak.
Mm-hmm.
But had the township of Central. But over in the ruin.
The photograph of her in the church history is very striking.
Yeah, that.
She looks like a very talented person.
Yeah, she is excellent. She's an excellent student. And her record was secretary. Haven't been able to reach yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the best we had, I had the privilege to make remarks at her funeral. She said, I said, well, now, we got our secretary is gone. I said, her position is going to be hard to fill. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been filled yet.
I've heard she had beautiful handwriting.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, it says some of her handwriting there. No, it's excellent. She and her that from her daddy wrote like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she did take it up and...
Now, her father was Harrison Haywood?
Yeah, Harrison. Harrison Haywood.
Is he buried here at the church?
Yeah.
With a marker?
No, we don't have a marker. It's grave.
Do you have any idea what part of the church he's in?
It's down there somewhere, but it's down there somewhere where we don't have a marker. Have a marker down there for his son, or two of his sons, but he don't have no marker down there for him.
The photograph of her looks like she was very, very light-complected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a great woman. We just don't have people like that often. There wasn't no strain in her position, her job, what she did, wasn't no strain. It just seemed like she inherited it and just automatically come to her. She didn't have to wonder about somebody had to put on and do things. That was just part of her.
Now, before her father was clerk.
That's right.
And you told us a few minutes ago that somebody else whose grave we saw was the first clerk.
Old man, Goldman. Jimmy Goldman.
So Goldman was the first, and was Harrison the second?
Yeah. Let's see. No, maybe. They might know it. He was two or three old men. Goldman and Cato Taylor and and two or three before, and Harrison come in.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison come in late, but from his record on down, his daughter, Susie, she had the record, made the record.
What did Harrison do for a living?
Who that?
What did Harrison do for a living?
Which one, the Harrison?
Susie's father.
I know, neither one of them living. Neither one of them living.
I know. What was his occupation?
Oh. Farm. He farmed. He farmed. He had a farm. Mm-hmm. He ran a farm over there. He didn't rent the farm. He had a farm. He come by that some two or three of those old fellas they had farms of their own, but how they come by, but Haywood and Harrison, Haywood and Ed Knox and Foster Knox and Hank Benson, they had the farm. How they come by, I don't know, but when we know anything, they were the farmers.
Well, Harrison must have had a good education because he was a good clerk of the church.
Yeah, he somehow or another he married that, somehow or another. He come by it some way or another. I don't know. There's no record of him attending school too much, but he definitely had went to summer school, but we don't know no outside. Excuse me.
One more question about Susie. Who was her mother?
Lucy Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy E. Haywood. Now, what, I don't know. I don't know what. What's her maiden name? I don't. Lucy. But she always E. And Susie, at that same Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother name was Lucy. But what it was, I don't know what. I just don't remember that name.
Okay, once again, we've got a spelling difference. Susie Haywood is H-A-Y-W-O-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
And next to her on the far eastern end is her brother Harry Haywood, and it's spelled H-E-Y-W-O-O-D.
I don't know. They spell it different somewhere or another, but they are sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Why it come about, we don't know why that different.
U.S. Army, World War I, September 12, 1892, died July 14, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take still another track to the far end of the cemetery.
Two little baby graves, to two of them. They were John Keyes, that his first children. And they were twins, and we bear them out, you know, right on this end of this road here. I don't know the name. I don't know, but I just know it was John Keesley's little baby. We put two of them right here. There wasn't much space, it's true, but I remember that. They were on the end of this road. That's why I remember them. We don't have no written record. I might have put them on the record in the church. I don't know what I did. In other words, we got, man. I don't know who that is either.
This is another unmarked grave with a concrete block, but again, flowers, so someone's been tending it.
Mm-hmm.
Within the recent past.
I know who that is. That's Judy, I know her name. Judy Holmes. That's who that grave that is. Judy Holmes.
That's J-A-D-D-I-E. Died April 12, 1951. Mm-hmm. Number of the letters are missing.
Yeah, that G to home. She's a memo. She's my mother's first cousin. She is my mother's first cousin. That's how I happen to know who it was. It looked like a vacant, didn't it?
A vacant or unmarked?
I mean, it's just unmarked. Mm-hmm. It's on there. And this is Maddie William. Maddie E. Williams. But I don't know what the E is for. Born 1912. Died 1952. Maddie Williams. That's all I know about him. Now that is, it probably is not.
Another one of those sand done markers, so we are having difficulty reading it.
Mm-hmm. I tried to think who read that word, but I can't. I know who read that is. That's he's a Hicks. She's a Hicks, that's who she is. She's a Hicks, Maryland. And Paul Hicks's daughter. I don't know who it is. I just happen to know who it was. But she married a kid. Her dad is, her mother was a William. But she married a Key. That's who she married, a Key. Roy Key's sister. I can't think of it. Next to Isabel Garvin. Isabel, born April 12, 1906, died October 14, 53. Isabel Garvin.
And that's Isabel with two L's.
Isabel C. She was a canon.
Related to some of the others we have seen?
On Mark's lab. Huh? On Mark's lab. That's just a pile of bricks there. Somebody.
Do you think there may be one or two graves in here that are not marked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two graves in there. That's another one of Niles. Fleeter Niles, that's it. He's a brother to, where that other now? John now? Somewhere we seen down there. That's one of them. And now they come from Atlanta, out here. And they're a member of that church over there in Atlanta, but I don't know what.
That's 1888 to 1955. The name Fleeta Knowles.
With Oh, yeah. This is John C., son of Lucy. Now, that Lucy Whit Fruster, she was a Fruster, but she was a Whit. And also, this is boy, this is her son, John C. He born 1912, died 1956, and she died, born 1880, died 1966.
It's 1888.
That's 1888.
Right.
And
was she
died 1966.
Was she John Fruster's, what, daughter?
That's right.
And who did she marry?
She married Whit. She married Prue Whit. She married Prue Whit.
He's buried out here too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's buried here. He's buried here. He's probably number two out there. Gideon Fruster. Gideon. He's a brother to James Fruster and Gay Fruster.
And Lucy?
And Lucy, his sister, Lucy Whit. Also Janie Reese, those are his brother. He's the oldest brother among those Fruster's.
Gideon L. Fruster, but there's no R. It's on the marker, Fuster.
Mm-hmm.
December 1, 1889, June 6, 1968. Mm-hmm. So he was just a little bit younger, though, than Lucy.
Yeah.
He must have been about a year younger than Lucy.
Yeah, she was the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
She was the oldest one. Lucy, she was the oldest one. Probably the oldest of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Lucy. Janie. And Ella. Let's see. Lucy. Ella. Janie. Gideon. James. And Gee, them the sons. And there was one named John. John, I don't know, we don't have a record of him yet. There was one named John Jr., named after his daddy.
Okay, we're on the next to the last line or so in cemetery number two, and the rows are getting increasingly shorter in width because there used to be a road coming through here that took off a fair amount of the western part of it. These two graves are in, again, polished granite coping. You want to read this one, if you will?
That's Laura. Laura Boggs. He was a World War I. He was born May the 2nd, 1893, died October 16th, 1953. Larry Baum.
First name is spelled L-A-R-R-I-E, South Carolina Private, Company M, 810, Pioneer Infantry, World War I. Next to him is Willie. Is that a brother? Wife?
That's his wife over there.
Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, M. Boggs. September 23, 1900, March 31, 1982. What's the insignia on her stone?
That there's a Eastern Star emblem.
Mm-hmm.
Emblem of Eastern Star.
About how far back does the Eastern Star go in this area?
Either artist don't have a record. It was there when I...
Before your time?
The other way when I came in. Now this young, there's a grave there. That grave is vacant. I don't know who the grave that is. I thought one time but it was his wife, but it's not because I... He's white down there. This is George Hunter, Reverend George Hunter. He was a minister.